10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1, lift off.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
Hello, everybody out there in Greenfield in the Greater Valley. This is Vincent Dan Gough. You're listening to Voyager 3 on WMCB LP Greenfield. Maybe you're listening to WMCB.net. There's a variety of ways to listen to the show. Right now, it's Monday. We're live at 5:07. That's the 2nd of February. I haven't been in this booth for almost a whole month, so I'm really excited to play a wide variety of music that's new to me because I've been researching the whole time. I have a couple standout tracks that I'm really excited to share. We're going to start with this song by the French funk rock band, Lafayette Afro Rock Band is the name of the band, from their album Soul Makossa. And this song is called Azteca.
space.
While your speed and strength. Thank you.
everybody. That was not Mick Jagger, just so everybody knows. That was actually a flute. That was not a human voice, but it was melodically playing along to the tune I Can't Get No Satisfaction. So let's see what we've been listening to. That last song we listened to was I Can't Get No, in parentheses, Satisfaction, by Herbie Mann.
Again, I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, I did this show in the 70s, I did it in the 80s, I did it in the 90s, and now I'm doing it in whatever you call this decade.
And there's like, this is just anecdotal, and this is just something I've been trying to figure out my whole life, but there's something about the two songs, I've Been Loving You Too Long, which is by Otis Redding, and the song I Can't Get No Satisfaction by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, which I don't know what it is about those two songs, but I have seen them paired as covers on more than one album. And also, I know that Otis Redding covers Satisfaction, and that the Stones cover I've Been Loving You Too Long. And I'm like, are these just free songs for anyone to play? Because if so, I want to cover them. I'm not sure what's going on with that. Before that, we listened to the Afro rock band, the Lafayette rock band, and that song was Azteca. And then before you heard our little intro right at the hour, that was a song by Donald Byrd called Cristo Redentor. Up next, we're going to listen to a new Jimmy McGriff record to me. I'm really excited about this. I ordered this one online because it finally came down in price. So we'll see what the quality is like. But this is off the album Soul Sugar. And we're going to listen to that first song. It's also called Soul Sugar.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, you're listening to WMCB LP Greenfield. You're on Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh. I got a DJ Kent in the house right now, someone that we're training up here at WMCB LP Greenfield in the GCTV studios located on Main Street here in Greenfield, Massachusetts. If you're ever interested in getting in touch with us here at the studio, you could call 413-475-3958, or you could email me, that's voyager3wmcb@gmail.com. I'm always here, I'm always available. I, from time to time, will have a couple of fans reach out and say, like the tunes, or get off the air, or change your voice, or I'm glad we can't see your face, or something like that. So there's always lots of room for comment, and I really appreciate the constructive criticism, or the deconstructive upsells. Next, we're going to listen to a song by the surf rock champions, the Shantays, and we're going to listen to Wayward Nile. Everybody, you're listening to Voyager 3 on WMCB LP Greenfield. That's 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew the song we listened to before the Shantays, which was Wayward Nile. That's what we were just grooving to and taking our time with the sweet guitar. Before that, we listened to Richard Groove Holmes, Groovin' for Mr. G, which is a song I've played on this show before, I realize as I say it out loud. Next, we're going to listen to some amazing guitar work from a double disc album I just got by Anduin Othman. This is a Polynesian guitarist, or Malaysian pop artist, okay? And he is going to play some killer guitar for us, okay? I really hope you like this first track.
So I pull your name out You found somebody new. 'Cause I'd rather spend eternity eating shards of broken glass than spend one more minute with you. I guess I might seem kind of bitter. You got me feeling down in the dumps. 'Cause I'm stranded all alone in the gas station of love, and I have to use the self-service pumps. Oh, so honey, let me help you with that suitcase. You ain't gonna break my heart in two, 'cause I'd rather get a 100,000 paper cuts on my face than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip out my intestines with a fork than watch you going out with other men. I'd rather slam my fingers in a door.
Wait.
Again and again and again and again and again. Oh, can't you see what I'm trying to say, darling? I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches. Shove an ice pick under a toenail or two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you. Yes, I'd rather jump naked on a huge pile of thumbtacks or stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip my heart right out of my ribcage with my bare hands and then throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die than spend one more minute with you.
I'm gonna haunt you.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to WMCB LP Greenfield. I hope you enjoyed that last little departure from what I normally play on here. That's just a mashup that I've been wanting to play pretty much my entire life. I played King Without a Queen by Dion and the Belmonts, which is my favorite Dion song ever recorded. I'm a big fan. There's three albums in a row that I think are nonstop great hit after one after another. But that King Without a Queen one, whoa, whoa, really great. And it's actually in the same key as that Weird Al song, and that song is One More Minute. That's from his Dare to Be Stupid album, which in my opinion is definitely like his masterpiece. For some reason, I always like sing those songs. Whenever I'm singing one of them, the other song trickles in and I can't tell which one I was singing. I kind of like put them back to back, verse for verse. So I'm so glad I got that out of my system. If that was interesting to you, you could tell me if you want at Voyager 3 WMCB LP Greenfield or on my website. That would be, or Gmail, I should say, Voyager3WMCB@gmail.com. If you ever want to call the station, you could call us at 413-475-3958. This next song that we're going to play is by the Mystic Moors, and this song is called Cosmic Sea.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, it's wrapping up rather quickly. It's 5:47, and we have a little bit more time to go. I'll play a couple more songs for you. I hope you like that. We're going to try to keep it groovy and upbeat for the last 13 minutes we have together here. Why don't you enjoy this rare groove? Just so you know, that last song and what we're listening to now is from this really cool collection called Cosmic Discotheque. And that is 12 Junk Shop Disco Funk Gems from the 70s. We heard the Mystic Moods with Cosmic Sea, and now we're listening to Life. And their song is Cat's Eye.
It's not some science fantasy effect from 2001. This electronic display emanating from Australia's largest computer is a picture of the condition, past, present, and future of planet Earth. The program was originally devised by a scientist working from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Jay Forrester. It was developed under the auspices of the Club of Rome by an MIT research team to present a complex model of the world and what we humans are doing to it. The program, called World One, doesn't pretend to be a precise forecast. What it does for the first time in man's history on the planet is to look at the world as one system. It shows that Earth cannot sustain present population and industrial growth for much more than a few decades. It shows that simply cleaning up our car exhausts and making some small effort to limit our families simply isn't enough. It's like an electronic guided tour of our global behavior since 1900, and where that behavior will lead us.
Thank you.
mean, I did this show in the 70s, I did it in the 80s, I did it in the 90s, and now I'm doing it in the 90s. Whatever you call this, decay.